Hi, I'm Roy Spencer of PermaSeal. For over 45 years, we've helped over 500,000 homeowners make their homes drier, healthier, and more valuable. Our warranties are transferable and estimates are free. Call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Here in the studio right now is Mike Jeffers, the general manager of the Copernicus Center. Welcome, Mike.
Thanks for having me, Steve. I appreciate it.
So explain what the Copernicus Center is.
Okay, the short version, I could go on for an hour, but
we've got 22 minutes.
22 minutes, yeah. Okay. Well, so the Copernicus Center was actually, the Copernicus Foundation owns the Copernicus Center. It's a nonprofit organization, Polish-based. They produce and help to push the Polish culture forward in the Chicago area, plus the entire region, and now it's moving into the States and also Europe. They do incredible work, but they also work with a lot of different ethnic organizations throughout the entire city. And so they bought this theater in the mid-80s. Now, it was known, and a lot of your older listeners would know it, as the Gateway Theater, which was 1929, 1930. It was built as one of the premier film theater, movie.
To see movies,
movie.
With live music, maybe, at the time.
A little bit, yeah. They had the organ, actually.
Yeah,
they did some of that, so that was back then, so 1930. In the mid-80s, it started to get a little bit run down, and I think the Copernicus Foundation took it over, probably in an effort so that it didn't get to a point where it might not be saved. It's a beautiful theater. It's the last atmospheric theater in Chicago. It's the same architect as the Riviera Theater. So it's built. It's gorgeous. There isn't a bad seat in the house. It's 1,800 seats. Mm. Now, back in the day, when it was still operating as a film movie theater, that's where Jaws was for, like, I think it was the first run of Jaws there and The Exorcist. So I hear a lot of people coming back. So they brought me in about 2 years ago to kind of consult, because I had never heard of the Copernicus Center. I didn't realize when I went up there. A friend of mine's on the board. I went up to take a look. It's a gorgeous theater right in Jefferson Park, Milwaukee, Lawrence. Parking, I mean, it can't get any better than that.
You have parking?
We have parking.
Nobody has parking. Are you sure you're in Chicago?
It's unbelievable. I couldn't believe it either,
How much do you charge for that parking?
It's $20 for a show, but when we get to the Gateway Lounge, which I'll bring up in a second, there's free parking for the Gateway Lounge.
Well,
so it's
I
even
like
better.
That better.
It's even better.
Free is much
But of
better.
Course, all the money gets donated back to the foundation, which is a beautiful thing. So every show that we do at Copernicus, whether it's the Gateway Lounge, Gateway Theater, at Copernicus Center, all gets donated back to the foundation. They're able to use that money to help arts organizations, cultural organizations. So they brought me in, and about a year and a half ago, they asked me to come on as a GM. And I looked at the space. We made a lot of different changes, production changes and things. So we're really starting to get on that same level as, like, the bigger theaters, like the Vic, like the Riv. And so we're getting some of those shows in, but we've had this incredible space, which has been called the Annex, which is kind of basically a warehouse that the foundation took over about 20 years ago. Used it for private events. It's a gorgeous spot. But I said, why don't we use this thing more often? So we're turning it into the Gateway Lounge. And that's where Anne and Mark are going to be on July 31st. We got David Stevens on July 25th. We've got a comedy show coming in once a month on a Thursday. So there's a lot of activity happening.
And how much
there.
Are the, for example, the comedy shows?
Comedy shows are $10.
So oh, that's
a,
it?
It's a comedy showcase.
Is there like a 12-drink minimum or something like that?
No, that's the beauty of it, isn't it? Yeah. No, we want to get people into
and
the space.
And free parking here too?
And free parking.
What?
Yeah,
free parking?
It's almost, it's essentially, you're losing money if you don't go. Really.
I like that.
Yeah.
All right, so you've got all of these shows coming into that space. But you've also got Taste of Polonia, which in Chicago, that, I don't know, 50 years ago is back? Something like that?
I think it's about 45, maybe?
Yeah, it was
something
close.
Something like that.
Yeah.
It's the longest running. I think it's the largest Polish fest in the entire country. Takes over. It's Labor Day weekend. And the interesting thing is, of course, with my background with Chicago Jazz Magazine, and I work with the Chicago Jazz Fest.
And I want to ask you about that in a moment.
The cool thing about Taste of Polonia, it starts on Friday, and it runs through Monday. So you can still hit all these cool things around the city, and then on Monday you can come to Taste of Polonia if you're busy all the other days. But it takes over the entire parking lot, the streets, there's a carnival, there's three different stages, there's kids' activities, it's an incredible space. Plus, of course, the Taste of Polonia, right? So there's incredible Polish food.
I get pierogies?
You can get tons of pierogies. And Polish beer, too, just so you know.
Polish beer, is that...
It's very good.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know that I've ever had Polish.
I didn't until I was there, and it's really good. So,
how does it compare to, say, German beer, which
it's like
I know
a,
is...
It's like a... I mean, there's a lot of different ones, you know? So there's one that tastes a little bit more IPA-ish, one that tastes a little bit heavier, like a heavy German beer. There's a lot of different flavors of it.
Interesting.
Yeah.
All right. So how did a nice guy like you end up at a place like that? Because there you are writing about jazz in Chicago. Jazz aficionados may know your name just from that.
Well, I founded Chicago Jazz Magazine in 2002. I'm a musician. I came back from North Texas. I was playing all over the city, playing 7 nights a week, teaching. And I bought the domain chicagojazz.com in 1999.
Smart.
As a way to start promoting and marketing just the jazz scene, because I was playing with all these incredible guys. A lot of my friends were in New York. They went to New York after school. I decided to stay here, and so I bought ChicagoJazz.com, started learning about business, started learning about pushing out, how to drive people into the website and all that stuff. And in the process, I realized in 1999, 2000, nobody knew what the internet was in the jazz world. Like, I went to go sell an ad to some of the jazz clubs, and they were looking at me like I was a bizarro, you know, because they had no idea, what's the internet? So I started a print magazine in 2002, and that went until 2017, print. And in the process of all that, you know, one thing leads to another. I started doing activations for the city of Chicago for the Taste of Chicago. I do the program book for the city of Chicago for the Jazz and Blues Fest since 2003. Help them with different activations. So one thing leads to another. And I got into the festival management business. I got into opening and helping to open up different venues, some large venues in the city. I consulted on and actually worked at one for a few years, the Epiphany Center for the Arts, and helped open that up. So as it went along, when this came up, a friend of mine was on the board over there, asked me to come and take a look. And when I took a look, I couldn't believe it. I mean, to your point, there's parking. It's right off the Kennedy.
But nobody knows about it. That's the thing. It's like a secret.
It's a secret to a certain extent. A lot of people know it, but a lot of people don't know what it is. They didn't realize there's an incredible theater there. So that's why the board of directors is really supportive of what we're doing over there now and trying to push this thing and make it larger, because everything that we do, we donate back to the nonprofit. It's obviously, you know, they're able to donate more money. So we're flipping the name back to Gateway Theater at Copernicus Center. So it's gatewaytheater.org or copernicuscenter.org, but gatewaytheater.org. And it's really helping to brand it out and helping us to be able to market it and push it and reach more people. And of course, thanks to you for having me on, because we're reaching a lot more people now and they're hearing about it. So I appreciate
it. They are. So we're going to hear more about it. I want to also hear about the jazz scene today in Chicago and what it's like. And we'll do that when we come back from the Copernicus Center, actually from WGN Radio at the moment. Mike Jeffers is here. Mike Jeffers, you're about the only person on the planet ever who can say, I booked the Rolling Stones against the Beatles. Is that going to be like you can go to the betting things and bet as to who's going to win this battle?
Well, we didn't get that license, unfortunately, so we can't do that. But actually, it's one of the incredible bands that we're going to have there. And that actually closes
out.
That's
one band that plays both roles?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, they're on the.
So Mick Jagger is also Paul McCartney, or something.
I haven't
that?
Seen it live yet, so yeah, I'll have to come back and fill you in. But yeah, actually, you could just come and you could experience it yourself.
And if I do that, when is that?
It is September 1st, so it's closing it out. It's Monday night, 7:30.
Closing the Taste of
Polonia,
right?
On the what do they call it? The tribute stage. The tribute stage is closing out, because then they have the world music stages inside the theater where they bring in international groups.
How many stages are there?
There's three stages. There's a kids stage, the tribute stage, which is outside in the parking lot. It's gorgeous. And then the inside, that everybody gets to experience the theater with all the production for the international groups that are coming in.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So they're mostly from Poland, the international
There's
groups?
Yeah, I think for the fest, there's mainly Polish. You know, it's interesting, though, because that was one of the things that when I got brought on, and I've been, you know, as we talked a little bit, I've been in the business for like, 30 years, I guess, now. Geez. But all these different ethnic bands, all these different international bands that come in, I've been exposed to all this music. It's unbelievable. And the people are incredible, too. I mean, the touring artists and everything. I mean, they're so happy to be in Chicago and so happy to be playing in front of an enthusiastic crowd. It's really something. But for the Taste of Polonia, it's mainly Polish groups coming in.
Sure. I have a crazy idea for you.
What's that?
So you're not probably old enough to remember, but there was a DJ on the radio who called herself the Polish Princess. Connie Cerzan.
Mm.
And she's still around. She's not on the radio anymore. She's retired. If you could get her, I can give you the contact info, but if you could get her to introduce one of these Polish bands.
Oh, how about that, huh?
I know. And she still has a following. So there's just the thought. You know, DJs come out sometimes. I've done it.
Oh, 100%.
And say, yeah. Now I introduce you to. It's not a difficult gig for the person doing it, but it might be fun.
Well, and people would love to see her, too.
Yes.
You know, they would love to see her. So, yeah, absolutely, we got to connect with her.
Yeah, absolutely true. All right, so you've got that, The Taste of Polonia, which, again, what are the dates that goes through?
It is Friday, August, what is that, the 29th through September 1st, which is Taste of Polonia at Copernicus Center. It's in the parking lot. It takes over a couple of the side streets there, so there's a lot of action. And let me just tell you, it's topchicago.org. topchicago.org is the Taste of Polonia website.
Oh, they have their own website. Of course
that's
they
right.
do. Yes.
Yeah, that's right.
All right. Now, aside from that, you have other performers coming in all throughout the year. What are some performers coming up?
Well, we've got, obviously, the theater is getting booked up. We've got a lot of different artists coming in from all over the country. So
how do you book these artists? How do you know who to book? They find you, you find them. How does that
go? Most of the time, and the way the whole theater has been driven, now we're changing it a little bit since I've been there, but the whole way it's been driven is promoter driven, agent driven. So they're reaching out, they're coming into town, they're trying to piece together tours across the country, so they'll reach out to the Copernicus Center and then work things out, and we figure out a deal and we put stuff together. And obviously, you know, the thing with the Copernicus Center, as opposed to any other theater in Chicago from what I can tell, is that we really cater to a lot of different cultural experiences. I mean, we last year we had a Punjabi fest.
What?
Indian.
Okay.
Indian Punjabi fest. An entire day, a nonprofit organization came in, produced this concert and cultural experience with food and music and everything. And then the next day, we had a classic rock band. And then the next day, we had a Latin artist. I mean, it was like boom, boom, boom. So it was really interesting to me. I've never been able to work in a situation like that and experience that. But we're also bringing a lot of different cultures in. And that's the beauty of the nonprofit status, too, is that the foundation can continue to support that. But with the Gateway Lounge, which is the new one that we're launching, which seats roughly about 150 club-style seating. Mm-hmm. We have cocktails. We're partnering with a couple of different food vendors that are going to come in, so we're going to create some experiences around that. We've obviously got comedy coming up on, what is it? It's July 25th. Thursday, July 25th is comedy, so that's a comedy showcase. $10 to come on in,
and
all the details.
There's a comedy act every Thursday night?
Once a month. Once a month, yeah.
Okay.
So that's a comedy showcase. So there's like five or six comics that come in that perform at Zany's and the comedy clubs around the city. So they're coming in on Thursday. And then on Saturday...
Except there's no drink minimum here.
There's no drink minimum.
But you can get one.
You can get more than one, which is encouraged.
Absolutely.
Then you can... and then on Saturday afternoon, we were able to... When I first launched the lounge as kind of a test run, I also run the Chi-Town Jazz Fest, which has been going on for 15 years. We do things in five, six different venues around the city, and all the money raised gets donated to a food bank. So we work for Care for Real up on the north side and also St. Moses, the Black Parish, on the south side. So I did a night there in March to test it out with jazz. Worked great. We've got a baby grand piano, incredible sound system, wonderful drum set. So when the cabaret week happened a couple of months ago, they ran into some trouble. One of the venues closed. So I was able to bring one of those cabaret shows there. And that's how Anna Mark showed up. That's how David Stevens showed up. That's how the Chicago Cabaret Professionals got connected. They love the room. So we're doing a cabaret this coming Saturday, the 27th at 3 p.m. And that is David Stevens is coming in, and he's doing like a 70s review, which is going to be interesting. And then, of course, Ann and Mark, who were here last week, they're coming in on July 31st. They're going to be doing their show on July 31st. Tickets are all on sale. There's varying ticket prices for the cabaret.
I think their show is the music of the Brill Building. Do I remember right?
Yes.
And it's the composers who are people like Burt Bacharach and Hal David and Neil Sedaka and Carole King and Jerry Goffin and the list goes on, and their songs, just legendary songs.
Well, and you know, Mark and Ann, I mean, they know how to put a show together like that.
They are so good.
So it's going to be really special that night. And so we're starting to book out the rest of that. We've got a salsa night, which I'm excited about. We're going to do salsa once a month.
Does that include dancing?
That includes dancing. We've got tons of room to dance in
the
lounge.
Even embarrassing dancing?
Well, you know.
If I'm there, people will laugh, and it becomes the comedy show.
Well, I like that. Can we book that?
Yes, you can. Steve Dale doing salsa as the comedy show. I like that.
I will say, though, they are doing, so September 6th, they are doing a salsa dance class at 7 to 8, and then the salsa band starts and plays until midnight. So you can come and you can work on your moves before it happens. So
there's a lot going on. And the website, and I have a couple questions here for you. First of all, will there be polka bands at Taste of Polonia?
Yes, there are some polka bands, I believe, coming to Taste of Polonia.
Okay. Another question, simply I would have asked this, but some people are asking, which is a good thing. Where exactly are you?
Where are we? 5216 West Lawrence Avenue in Chicago. So we're
near the highway?
We are, like, you get off at Lawrence and you go west a half a block under the viaduct and you're there.
Okay. I like it.
Can't get any easier. The blue line drops off behind us, the buses drop off behind us, and the metro drops off behind us.
Wow.
So we're very centrally located there.
Excellent. And the website to learn more and to get a list of performers at Taste of Polonia, I suppose, but also the performers coming into the, what is it called, the smaller room?
Gateway Lounge.
That's the thing. What is the website?
GatewayTheater.org is where we have all the performances for the theater, for the lounge, and then also a link over to TOP Chicago, Taste of Polonia Chicago.
So okay.
Gateway Lounge, GatewayTheater.org, GatewayTheater.org.
GatewayTheater.org. R-E?
R-E.
Okay.
No, E-R.
E-R.
I'm getting confused. E-R. There's too many websites.
There are. Gateway Theater, E-R. GatewayTheater.org. Thank you very much, Mike Jeffers. Appreciate you coming in.
Thank you so much for having me, Steve.
And supporting the jazz and music and comedy scene in Chicago at a place that a lot of people I don't think knew about. So now you know about the Copernicus Center. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.